Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report. New U.S. housing starts and permits tumbled to a record low in December. The Commerce Department today says that housing starts fell 15.5% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 550,000 units. That was the biggest percentage drop since January of 2007, when housing starts fell 16.2%. Meanwhile, the Labor Department today reported that the initial jobless benefit claims rose to a seasonally adjusted 589,000 for the week ending January 17th, and that total matches a 26-year high that was reached just 4 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8,060. It's down 167 points. The NASDAQ at 1461, down 45. And the S&P 500 is at 820, and it's down 19.82.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. Looks like both the United States and much of South America looking at relief from their situations, but only temporary relief. Across the Midwest, it's a break from the cold, but again, that will change as another shot of Arctic air tries to push its way in across the northern plains. In Argentina, they will get some relief from the hot, dry weather, but again, it's a short term. Now, they do have the possibility of some follow-up rains in much of the growing area of Argentina, but that, like the weather, is still up in the air. The bottom line for Argentina is that short-term relief for many of the driest areas in the south is on the way. However, the amount of relief will completely be determined by follow-up storm systems, and computer models right now indicate that a February 1 through 3 event, if it's a bust or turns out to be very weak, Buenos Aires and other neighboring areas that do get relief this weekend could fall back into a very dry conditions very quickly. And again, if the February 1 through 3 event occurs as advertised or turns out to be more significant, then dryness relief will be more long-lasting. So again, the computer models have been flipping a little bit on how much rain will come into the area, but that is the event, the follow-up event, the 1 through 3 of February, is the one that is really going to be the one that signals the potential for some relief in Argentina. As far as Brazil, again, it looks like most of areas will get some rain at one time or another over the week, the next 10 days, although amounts and frequency will be quite low in the Rio Grande do Sul region and even lower in Bahia and northernmost Minas Gerais. The latter two areas will likely get dry out of notable systems over the next coming week. Rain will occur most often and most significantly from southern Minas Gerais into São Paulo to portions of Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul. Some of the wetter region is saturated now, but a few days of restricted rainfall will occur before the next greater amounts arrive to prevent general flooding from emerging, and crops will benefit from a few days of less significant and less frequent rain today into the weekend. Some of the excessive moisture will run off and temperatures slowly become more seasonable once again after a recent cooler than average conditions settled into Brazil. As far as the U.S., again, we got a brief break from the cold for today, but another clipper system will push back in across the eastern half of the U.S., and temperatures will drop back down to below normal. The clipper will draw enough moisture in from the Gulf of Mexico to produce some weekend showers across the southeastern U.S. Unsettled weather in the west will persist into the next week, and as that storm system, the moisture stream tracks from the Pacific across the central and southern plains towards the Midwest, we do look for significant precipitation across the, especially the southern plains. On the plains, dry, unusually warm weather continues right now. Southern plains, today's highs Could top 80 degrees. Winter grains are suffering from the effects of a dry spell that has persisted for more than 3 months. And again, some areas could see some significant precipitation coming in off this branch of moisture off the Pacific. Corn Belt, a wintry weather pattern temporarily breaking. Mild dry air expanding across the region from west to east today. Again, we do have that clipper system that will start to push down from the north over the next 24 to 36 hours. And in the south, much of Florida's peninsula experienced a freeze this morning. Temperatures were generally a few degrees lower than those observed yesterday morning. Calm winds allowed for protective measures employing wind, fire, and water to be more effective. Nevertheless, minimum temperatures as low as 23 to 28 degrees did pose a threat to some citrus, sugarcane, and vegetable crops there. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat open at $6, down a half. Last trade up three. May, $6.11, down a half. Last trade down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at $5.72, up a quarter. Last trade up three and a quarter. May, $5.84 and a quarter, down a quarter. Last trade up three and three quarters. July, $5.97, up one and a quarter. Last trade up five and three quarters. December, $6.41 and three quarters, up one and a quarter. Last trade up two and a half. March corn opened at $3.89 and three quarters, down a half. Last trade up 1 3/4. May, $4.01, unchanged. Last trade up 2. July, $4.11, down a quarter. Last trade up 1 3/4. December, $4.35.5, down a half. Last trade up 1 1/4. March beans opened at $10.21 1/4, up 3 quarters. Last trade up 5 1/4. May, $10.29 1/4, unchanged. Last trade up 5 1/2. July, $10.40, up 1 1/2. Last trade up 9 1/2. November, $9.74 1/4. Quarter up a quarter, last trade up 3 quarters. March beans, opened at $3.20, down 40, and last trade up 60. March soybean oil, $34.07, the open there, up 12, last trade up 39. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
We had Martin Luther King holiday on Monday, so export sales delayed until tomorrow. Where will the market go for direction today, please?
I think we are looking at some of these weather forecasts for South America, and I think we have got some technical buying coming into this market as well. I expect that the corn market will be up 2 to 3. Actually, with the, quote, drought news out of Argentina, talking about this is the worst drought in 40 or 50 years there, I think the market reaction's been rather subdued. March corn has awfully good support in that 378-380 area, resistance at 402, about a dime above the overnight close, and we'll probably stay in that for a little bit.
So if the reaction has been subdued, and that means it hasn't been fully factored into the upside, what's it worth?
What's it worth?
On the corn.
I don't know if it's worth 20 cents because we've got the demand factor is just completely fallen by the wayside. So when you've got demand cut 20 or 25%, if you're going to cut the Argentine corn crop, it may be only worth a 20-cent move.
Turn your attention to the beans, please.
Beans are going to be up maybe a nickel to 8 cents or so. Certainly, we've seen some rains in Brazil to cut back some worries about really dry areas there. But the crude market's back down a little bit today. I think it'll take the bloom off a big rally. So I would expect to see that we'll be up a nickel anyway, maybe see a dime somewhere along the line. We're not going to take another test, I don't think, of that 1040 resistance in the March beans.
It's been interesting to note that open interest has been beginning to pick up in this market.
Yeah, it is, and I think that's reflective of more fund money coming back into the commodities and a little more speculative interest.
What about the wheat today?
Up 2 to 5. I think things going to be kind of a dead dog in here. We've got some stronger dollar working against us. The wheat market had a nice move up yesterday off that 550 support in the March. I look for that to hold, but we got resistance around the 585 area.
Going to be tough to get to $6.
Yeah, I think so.
CME livestock?
I think the cattle market's going to continue to struggle with bear spreading. We'll be down 20 probably in the front months, maybe up 20 to 30 cents in the back. This cash market looks really dead. Show lists are starting to get a little larger. On the hog side, I think we'll probably be a little stronger today. I don't know if we can be up 40 or 50 cents, but that would be my expectations here in the hogs.
Cattle on feed report on Friday provide any support, yes or no?
I don't think so. I think it will continue to show need for bear spreading.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You have a great day today. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Moorton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.